It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
We're on your show to try to help you.
And yeah, we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Ah, yes. Time for the emergency break of the week at 7:57 on The Ticket. And it's brought to us by Classic BMW. We will give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. You know, we have some fights on the station from time to time. I think this is a first because both of these guys are pretty laid back and just don't seem like the fighting type. But this week on the Normandy invasion, Mike Soroy, who just celebrated a birthday yesterday, and Donnie got in a fight. When Norm and Donnie came back, they started a segment with just one more, scenario about the whole national anthem thing because it was breaking news at the time. But Mike Soroy was ready to move on to the birdhouse, and it sounded something like this.
What would Colin Kaepernick have done?
I guess stay in the locker room if that policy is in effect. And right. If he's going to get fined, I don't know. He probably would have done the same thing and just paid the fine.
Jordan Mercury, will Draymond Green recover this series after James Harden sent him to the upside down?
Ooh.
We got to tell him. Got to have breaking news, dude. What was the question again?
D. Gallagher, had the Witten decision come earlier, would Dez still have been released?
That's not the question you just asked.
It was kind of a joke question. It doesn't require an answer the first one.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm sick of anthem stuff, and we can do a whole segment tomorrow about it, and we already did a whole segment about it.
It's breaking news right now.
Well, do you want to stick with it? Let's stick with it, then.
Oh, well, we were just about to get to the birdhouse. Just about to do it.
We were in the birdhouse.
Oh, Jesus. Go ahead.
Blue Jay 83. Who leads the Cowboys in receptions this year, and with how many?
Let's go back to the last question before that.
God, what a mess.
That was a steering wheel being tugged three different ways by three different people.
No. Let's go back and take that left turn we just passed a bit ago. Yeah, you don't normally hear Mike and Donnie go at it.
I heard they didn't speak to each other for the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah.
They're still tight.
I've heard they've hated each other for a while.
Yeah. They just kind of came out in this big birdhouse fight.
Lots simmering.
Be known as the birdhouse fight of 2018. All right, well, that's Mike and Donnie up for an e-break. Candidate number two, he's back. Craig Rosengarten trying to make a point on the tee box. I can't really tell you what point he's trying to make, but give it a listen.
Can you just keep the Colonial name in there? It's the longest-running venue on tour. Why would you...
It's not the longest-running venue on tour. It's the longest... Yes, longest venue. So it's the longest... Well, it's not the longest-running...
What?
Jeez, what's the matter, buddy?
It's not the oldest tournament, but it is where they...
It's exactly what I said.
I know.
Why are you trying so hard?
I'm not...
But the fact they,
I'm
the
so
fact
defeated.
Dean and DeLuca buried that name.
Jeez, he sounds like Terrence Williams.
Okay. Somebody needs to quit giving his tongue a Novocaine injection before every show.
They should have seen if Rosengarten could have ridden an electric scooter on Saturday morning before they let him on the air.
Yes. If you're not familiar with our golf show, just watch the Terrence Williams video.
Yeah, it's a lot like that.
I already blamed Chris Carter for that whole segment.
Did he? You blame a Viking?
Yeah.
Right, one more time.
Can you just keep the Colonial name in there? It's the longest-running venue on tour. Why would you...
It's not the longest-running venue on tour. It's the longest... Yes, longest venue. So it's the longest... Well, it's not the longest-running...
What?
Jeez, what's the matter, buddy?
It's not the oldest tournament, but it is where they...
It's exactly what I said.
I know.
Why are you trying so hard?
I'm not.
But the fact they
I'm
the
so
fact
defeated.
Dean and DeLuca buried
I
that
love,
name is tragic.
I love the fact that Rick says, yeah, I know. It's exactly what I said.
I know.
Did the head injury occur on the golf course? Was it a 7-iron that
it's very unclear
hit him upside the head?
As to what happened to him.
I think that's logical that it happened on a golf course, yes.
Maybe got hit with a golf ball or something. All right, there's Craig Rosengarten, candidate number 2. Candidate number 3, not to be outdone, Norm. Yanking the e-brake by bringing attention to an email that he got in right as they're about to finish up a segment. I don't know why you would highlight this email, especially when it uses this word.
It's going to be interesting to see how that goes down. 10:50, it's Norm, it's Donovan.
Should I not use the name? Should I read that email on the air?
Oh, good gosh.
Ooh, what's it say?
It says...
Hey, you can read the name, too.
It says, stick to sports, and it's a very derogatory term, maybe that you'll one used to call someone who was homosexual.
No, go ahead and read the name.
The British cigarette?
Not going to read the name. And it's the full word.
All caps?
No, not all
Wait,
caps.
Wait, it's from someone to Norm?
Yeah. Yes.
And it says, stick to sports, British cigarette?
Yes.
By the way... I hate to go to the bottom line here, but
whoa.
I believe this is sports.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the NFL. Wow.
Somebody just said Norm that.
Have you ever been called that before, Norm?
Never.
Wow.
Never.
If you listened at the beginning of that, does Saroy say moo? What does it say?
It's going to be interesting to see how that goes down. 10:50, it's Norm, it's Donovan.
Should I... not use the name. Should I read that email on the air?
Oh, good gosh.
Moo, what's it say?
Yeah, it does say moo, what's it say?
So there's a moo sound there from my if you need one.
Somehow it's pretty genius that someone referred to Norm that way. I don't know why.
Stick to sports.
Stick to sports. That should be Norm's username. We're not condoning.
No, that is not a funny
whatsoever.
Word at all. Don't use that word.
No.
At all.
Remind everyone that this is sports. And I'm not disputing the last part either.
I am Norm Hitzikas, the sports...
Your sports for the day?
And one, just to... the very beginning of it, it's an awkward phrase how Norm gets into this. Should I not read this?
Yeah.
Name this? I don't know. One more time.
It's going to be interesting to see how that goes down. 10:50, it's Norm, it's Donovan.
Should I not use the name? Should I read that email on the air?
Should I not use
the opposite of this non-name?
It says...
Hey, you can read the name, too.
It says, stick to sports, and it's a very derogatory term, maybe that you'll one used to call someone who was homosexual.
No, go ahead and read the name.
The British cigarette?
Not going to read the name.
And it's the full word.
All caps?
No, not all
Wait,
caps.
Wait, it's from someone to Norm?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it says, stick to sports, British cigarette?
Yes.
By the way, I hate to go to the bottom line here, but
whoa.
I believe I this to. Is sports.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the NFL.
Norm unfazed by the word.
Yeah. Just wanted to,
I don't think he knows what it means.
All right. So those are your three candidates, the Mike and Donnie fight, Craig Rosengarten, or Norm. 888-787-1310.
Be careful voting for Norm.
Yes. So I'll be careful. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Ooga booga, ooga booga, double left foot, double right hand here.
Okay.
I'm just walking around Lloyd Park picking up all the cigarette butts. So, Roy, I want you to calm down, buddy. I want you to feel good about your life.
What is happening?
Okay, he is the caveman with two left feet. That's why, remember that?
What?
Ridiculous... Remember, there were footprints found from someone who lived, like, I don't know, 2,000, 5,000 years ago and we said it was like two left feet. Remember that?
What am I listening to right now?
You're listening
to... I don't know
to,
what's happening on the air
I don't
right
know.
Now.
I don't know. But I don't, know. That's an undervote, too.
Okay, I kind of remember
you
what
remember
you're
that?
About.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was a caveman.
But why is that the caveman's voice?
Well, he's combining that with the Hanna-Barbera character of the 70s that would say, Ugga Bugga, Ugga Bugga. Why is he was the yeah. Captain Caveman.
Why is he picking up cigarette butts?
And didn't we do a character called the Gay Caveman at one time?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know who he's voting for.
No.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello.
Good morning, users.
Hey.
Donnie loves national anthem protests.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I just want you to call in to vote for the e-break for the number one candidate. It is not Carl Jr., but it is Craig.
It's Carl Jr.
Oh, he did
spot.
You did say Craig.
Yeah.
He's Craig Rosengarten voting there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Your sports break from May 2018. I'm Ed Carter. Fellow tight end, NFL. Congratulations. The best of you just retired. The best non-cocaine doer and best not wife beater of all time. Rest in peace, Cowboy Integrity. Jimmy Rosengarten.
Jeez. What a long way to go to get to Grosser Garden. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, can we stick to the e-break maggots?
Okay, easy there. Easy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for Krog Nosenbleed.
Okay, close enough. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
You know what? I like to vote for the Tejano that's fading in and out of this damn thing.
Well, we have a weak signal.
Yeah, we can't control that all the time. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Norm.
Okay. See right there. That's how you vote. That's what we need to know. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Hey, Tiger.
Is it?
Just wanted to tell you that the Byron Nelson over in the Fort Worth is going really good. It's the longest tournament that's ever been held in San Antonio.
All right. We know where you're headed there. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Hey, give me Norman British Cigarette Hitchkiss.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, chaps. This is Sir Michael from England. Hold on, let me put my Norm out real quick. Hold on. I'd like to vote responsibly.
Yeah, we got you. We got you. We got you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Musers. So glad to hear from you. Hey, listen, I vote for Norm, but the other guy that said that he was walking around picking up cigarette butts, that was also a reference to the...
Okay. Yeah, right, okay. Well, right. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have ourselves a winner.
All right.
Out-dueling Craig Rosengarten, it's Norm once again.
It's going to be interesting to see how that goes down. 10:50, it's Norm, it's Donovan.
Should I not use the name? Should I read that email on the air?
Oh, good gosh.
Ooh, what's it say?
It says...
Hey, you can read the name, too.
It says stick to sports, and it's a very derogatory term, maybe that one used to call someone who was homosexual.
No, go ahead and read the name. The British cigarette?
Not going to read the name.
And it's the full word.
All caps?
No, not all
Wait,
caps.
Wait, it's from someone to Norm?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it says stick to sports, British cigarette?
Yes.
By the way, I hate to go to the bottom line here, but
whoa.
I believe this is sports.
Yeah, pretty much. It's the NFL. Wow.
Somebody just said Norm that.
Have you ever been called that before, Norm?
Never.
Wow.
Never. Oh, I bet Norm's been called that.
I bet
once.
He has, too. I bet he's requested someone call him that.
How many wins
Mayor.
Whoa. Hey, come on.
I'm just saying,
jumping
Mayor,
on the
let's, order some, let's order some Merlot. That's all I'm
oh,
saying.
Okay. Yeah. All right, how many is that for the all-time leader?
95th win for Norman Gelding Hitzkiss.
Closing in on 100.
Do you guys think he'll do it this year, get to 100?
Oh, yeah.
We got to have a big
party. By the
party.
End of the year, yeah.
That's going to be
and
a
it's
tough
the
one.
Only 100 he's going to get to. So.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Boy, Norm's taking some cheap shots this
morning.
They're
comedy jokes. Just comedy jokes.
All right.